I can't think of what they call that thing now.
Sometimes they have some for water.
Mm-hmm. Trough, huh?
Okay. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four
troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A boar.
Okay. Would a boar be either male or female?
No, I believe a boar is a male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you had a male hog and you didn't want him to grow up to be a... If you had a male pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
I don't know.
Well, what would you do to a tomcat to keep him from wandering off so it can't be used for breeding?
My daughter was talking about that the other day. Neutered.
Okay. Do you ever hear a name for a hog that's been neutered?
No.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the
animals.
Okay. What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You'd have to go feed the... What general name would you have for them?
We have to go feed the chickens or the cows or the geese or whatever it is.
Okay. And if it's time to feed the animals and do your work, you'd say it was...
That'll be out in the next 15 minutes?
Yeah, it'll be out in a minute. Uh-huh. Do you ever say feeding time or fodder time or chore time?
Feeding time, yeah.
Okay.
I've heard of that chore time, but we don't use that too much.
And the noise that a calf makes.
A calf? I don't know. Never haven't been around until.
What about a cow?
Moo.
Okay, and a horse?
Neigh, huh?
Okay, anything else besides neigh that a horse does? There's a soft sound too.
No, I don't know.
And do you ever hear anybody call cows to get them out of the pasture?
Do they call them Sukisa? No, that's for pigs they call Sukisa. Mm-hmm.